Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'd like to welcome you to the Voices of Courage show. We're doing a series on Courage to Heal. This is episode number 4. And I hope you've watched the last episodes. They've been absolutely powerful. They're helping individuals to really understand the power they have within themselves to truly heal chronic illness, challenges that you've had mentally, emotionally, physically, and even spiritually, so that you can change up your life, feel more abundant, feel more joy, feel more happiness, feel more love in your life. That's what this is all about. So today I have two very special guests. I have Dr. Master Shaw. He's going to be joining us in just a minute. And also we have a story from one of his pupils that has caught my attention. I think it'll catch your attention because this fella has gone from a place of really some dysfunctional mental areas in his life to completely healing this completely in his world and taking his life to completely new levels. Wait till you hear the story. All right, so I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce Master Shaw and we will go from there. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and this is the Voices of Courage show. Today, we are speaking one more time to Master Shaw. And hi, Master Shaw, how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Well, listen, I want to give you a formal introduction, and I think I'm going to have to maybe defer that a little bit for a second. Oh, here we go. Okay, so for those of you that don't know Master Shaw, he is a Tao master. He's a grandmaster. He's a healer. He's a teacher. He's the author of 30 books, including 11 New York Times bestsellers and several other best-selling books on the New York Times list and Wall Street Journal and also USA Today and Amazon. He has an MD degree from Western medicine from China, and also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. He's a grandmaster of several Asian arts, and in 2002 was named Qigong Master of the Year at the 4th World Qigong Conference. With the creation of Tao calligraphy, he received the highest honors from Chinese calligrapher can receive, being appointed to the position of National Chinese Calligrapher Master by the State Ethnic Academy of Painting in Beijing, China. Master Shaw, it's great to have you here again with me. All right. What a bio. You've helped so many people. And they, you know, I know your mission is to be of service now, to really help people to take their lives to a completely new level, be able to show them how to go within themselves to heal what's within going on in their mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So I'm just proud to have you as my cohort here in this amazing program. So today we're talking about a disease that so many people have. It's called OCD, and millions of people suffer from this. Why don't we talk a little bit about maybe where, from the Chinese medicine point of view, where is the cause of OCD?
Good. You know, let me explain. I wrote a book here called Tao Calligraphy, and to heal and transform depression and anxiety. OCD is the mental disorder. So in traditional Chinese medicine, Western medicine, modern medicine, they are OCD, they have their explanation. But I would like to explain the ancient wisdom. In ancient wisdom, heart houses the mind and the soul. A soul is an invisible light being, a spirit, soul is a spirit. So when people have a mental disorder, OCD, schizophrenia, many others, in traditional Chinese medicine, we treat the heart. use Chinese herbs, use acupuncture, because in traditional Chinese medicine, everything is related with energy. So all the mental disorder, because heart, house, mind, soul, modern medicine, we honor that. Modern medicine, you know, expert, and they give you the pills, whatever, all their ways. Traditional Chinese medicine is considered the energy is a block on here. Of course, on here also, in the brain, consciousness. So therefore, they take herbs, they take energy, acupuncture, they try to make energy flow, clear the blockage here. So like today, one person, Ken will interview, he suffered OCD from the childhood. He will explain, he take a pills every day. Suppose he should take about the whole life. And he met me, I used the spiritual healing. I didn't give him acupuncture. I just gave him energy healing. Not many people try to understand. Energy healing, spiritual healing. We have a Dao hand. See that behind me is Dao. Dao is a source, calligraphy. It's a calligraphy. So if we have a Dao calligraphy, we have a Dao song, we have a Dao hand, which means the source gave a special light hands to the practitioner. I have created thousands. Then the people receive these hands, and then people connect the hands, light hand come out to clear the blockages. Basically, I want to public to know, my service is nothing medical service. We do not replace any medical health professionals. I just share the love and the light, the energy. In the traditional Chinese medicine, it's energy blockage. In the spiritual wisdom, it's a spiritual blockage. So therefore, this source, universe, the love light, they came down. They can promote our energy. They can promote our spiritual, remove the spiritual blockages. So therefore, last few weeks, people can go back. And second is liver issue. This is all very serious issues. And the lower back, today's the first time. So I want the public to know I never claim any healing result. It's just people can see anything for the energy spiritual healing. I have no claim at all. Thank you.
Well, you know, I love the fact that we're talking about source. You know, in my tradition, we realize that for many, the soul comes in perfect. It's pure. It's a pure being when it comes into the world, but it gets covered over with what we call like a rust. What is the rust? The rust is the mental, the emotional, the physical traumas, the spiritual ignorance, there's trauma, there's drama, there's hurts, there's harms, there's guilt, there's shame. There's a lot of things that can cover up this brilliance that we have. And so what I'm hearing with Master Shaw is that he's able to penetrate that, you know, through the presence of the divine, to be able to penetrate some of that so that we can set up this energy field to be able to step into quantum healings. And, you know, for those of you that don't know this, in 2022, three scientists were given the Nobel Prize for quantum entanglement theory, now we're realizing from science and also from spirituality for years, right, for decades, that everything is entangled, that everything is connected. And when we use the power of intention, along with the understanding of the process to be able to open one's being up, then this healing process can come forth. And I realized, Master Shaw, it's always the power of the healer, but it's also the receptivity of those that are being healed. So I'd like you to maybe comment on that a little. And see what we can do here.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Ken explain such important wisdom. So in China, ancient Tao, you know, China, we have three culture, it's a Buddhist culture, it's not a religion, it's a Buddhist philosophy also. Taoism, Confucianism, Buddhism people consider as religions. But the Laozi teach Tao Te Ching, all university honor Laozi. Laozi Tao Te Ching is not a religion. So, and in ancient way, Ken mission, as a human being, we all have a soul, body, mind, spirit. The spirit is a soul. Soul is the light being. We cannot see. Normal people cannot see until you special open your spiritual eyes. Then you can see. Generally speaking, people cannot see the soul, but the soul exists. So in the traditional Tao teaching, that pure soul called Yuan Shen. Yuan means original, Shen means soul. Original soul, can explain so well in the ancient Tao teaching, Shi Shen. Shi Shen is reincarnated soul. So reincarnated soul through many, many lives. Million people believe, million people may not believe. This is ancient. I just shared the teaching because Ken mentioned it so well. So as a pure soul coming, Yuan Shen, original soul, but our reincarnated soul, Shi Shen, carry human issues. For example, we have emotions, anger, depression, anxiety, depression, jealousy, fighting nature, and also people's heart, greed, jealousy, all kind of issues. So in ancient teaching, it's called pollution, human pollution. Shi Shen, another soul carried the pollution. They covered our original soul, Yuan Shen, can give the essence already. So what we are doing is we through the Tao calligraphy, Tao song, meditation, millions of people are meditate. There are so many research now more and more to approve the meditation effect. And then you talk about quantum entanglement. Great. So now for, you know, the Dr. Ruling and I, she's a quantum physicist. We wrote the book Tao Science. We wrote the book. So this book to explain, and we have the workshop with Deepak Chopra, Irvin Laszlo. We discuss tapping the source. So therefore, source is ultimate creator. When the source comes, it's love and light. Everybody know we take shower every day, so we clean the dirt in the skin. But what is the heaven, universe, source? Some people believe Buddha, some people believe Jesus, Mother Mary, some people believe Muhammad. So there are so many belief systems. So what we are doing in my teachings, we are in third dimension. There's a Buddha sent in the fourth dimension, divine in the fifth dimension. There are multiple dimensions. So the true secret is they are in different dimensions, even scientists talk about 11, 12, 27. In ancient Tao teaching, they are not in like a Mother Earth. They are in a higher dimension. They have love light. We have in the third dimension. So this higher dimension, love light coming. So in my teaching, is we are taking the source light shower. This light shower is not only for the skin, it's for inside. Therefore, we have so many heart touching results. Like today, David, you know, first time, it's like a Bill, bladder cancer. He said hopeless. The second is liver cancer. I never claim healed cancer. This is a result. I just use love light. This bladder cancer, aggressive, doctor said, cannot be healed. The second is liver cancer, 80% liver cancer. Remember, I support the doctor. I just, people reach the condition, people are waiting for the time. Now I came in, I said, okay, connect with the universe. We love doctor, we honor doctor, we honor all the medical procedures. But we could do something, try to help ourselves. Then the result come back. Oh, now, you know, 1,000 people learning the ancient wisdom that I can share But in one sentence, what I'm doing is bring a higher dimension source, love, light, frequency, vibration, like a quantum entanglement and can mission. Quantum entanglement, I'm in A place, like a can in B place, everybody you are watching. So therefore, when I offer some saying blessings with love light, and between me and can, between me and every people who are watching, and the quantum entanglement said, what A place vibrate, what vibrate in your place also. There's no space and time. We do have a space and time, but in fact, that's how I offer the many, many blessings. It's remotely and offer this service, quantum entanglement, in one sentence, love and light.
Well, I love that a lot. And listen, I've got to take a break. But when we come back, what I want to do is I want to bring in our second guest, David Lush. And David's going to talk a little bit about practicality about what we're talking about here, how this actually, what Dr. Shaw and I just described, actually works in reality, in this reality, right? So, well, we'll be right back, and then we are going to do that. All right.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. And today we're talking about the courage to heal. This is episode 3 in the series. Thank you so much for tuning into this. I know you're getting a lot of value from it. And I hope you'll tell your family, your friends, and associates about this. You can go to voicesofcourage.us to find out a little bit more about the show itself. But you can also go over to courage.drshaw.com to find the next step for you if you are enjoying these. courage.drshaw.com. All righty. Well, we're going to get back to my guests, and we're going to talk about how this applies practically for you. All righty. So let's see if my guests are here. There's David. All righty. I think we're coming into studio. David, so nice to have you in studio with me. It's a pleasure. So we've been talking about quantum healing and theories of entanglement and what Dr. Shaw actually does in practical theory. And I know that you, we've been talking a little bit about OCD, and I know that you had that challenge going in, and you got a story around that. What happened, where you were, what happened, and what, where you are now. That's what I want to know. So it's all yours. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ken, for having me. And for me, the OCD started around the age of 10. And what happened was it started just like in the schoolyard or wherever, where you'd have some negative thoughts, like the other team's going to score a goal. And then what happened was you would hear, like in your voice, okay, move this way or whatever, and you do, and they didn't stare at goal. So like a little increase on the fear, the worry, and the anxiety that really dramatically increased to, much worse thoughts. And I remember it was we were at this restaurant called Big Daddy's, and I was with my mom, and just the day before, a young girl was kidnapped off the road in another nearby city. And I turned and I looked to my left, and there on the wall was the police sketch of the kidnapper who had pulled this girl and abducted her. And I just went into paralysis. I went into fear And I just threw away my ice cream cone and said, Mom, I want to go home. And I lied on my bed, clenching my stomach for hours. And then everything dramatically changed where I would have these thoughts, you're going to be kidnapped, molested, and killed. And I would count things in the number of four. I would touch things in the number of four, because that was like a magical number that would relieve the real rush of the fear, the worry, the anxiety rushing through my system and the chemicals, you know, that were going in my brain and whatnot. And yet it's like a solution that's only a temporary one. And it progressed where it'd be multiple of fours. And sometimes I would count 400, 800. And it was constantly like, you're going to die, or your mom's going to die. And so your system is really responding to it like it's real, even if it's not. And around the age of 13, I was diagnosed with OCD. I was given the option to go on medication. I resisted at first. And then around the age of 14, 15, I went on the medication knowing the side effects. It was my choice. My parents always left it to me. And it numbed me to where I forced myself to stop counting and touching. And that already took me very far in Western medicine, which I'm very grateful for. And then, but I wasn't healed. And so I had side effects of being tired all the time, dry mouth. So I drank lots of water and consequently went to the bathroom frequently. Yet the obsessions and compulsions continued in other ways where someone would say something and it would spin in your head. Maybe you feel disrespected, have an argument. And so in my mid-20s, I was tired of being tired. I was tired of living in this inner prison, and I wanted to be healed. I'd gone as far as I could in Western medicine, and yet I was supposed to be on medication and just manage my life the way it was the rest of my life. And I was tired of being tired. And so I heard about Master Shah and I explored it. And Master Shah did these free, you know, teleconferences back in 2004. And I got on them. And honestly speaking, Ken, it was to me like, at that time, it sounded like some of the wildest things I think I ever heard at that point in my life. Some of it was just so wild. I didn't understand it all, but I observed and I listened to Master Shah, and I left those teleconferences knowing in my heart, I wasn't sure I believed everything, but I was 100% sure Master Shah believed everything he was saying. And that allowed me to continue. And I felt called and I went to this soul retreat. And Master Shah offered these Tao blessings. He offered this transformational teachings. And I walked out of there feeling like I went through a divine car wash. I really did. And I was an aggressive driver. And then I found myself driving slow and everything was different. I couldn't listen to or participate in some of the, you know, not so healthy activities I was doing. And I started to meditate and my life changed. And I continued to attend events. I received more Tao blessings. And after about 7 months, I knew I was healed. And I went to my psychiatrist and he took me off my medication over a period of 3 to 4 months. And he said to me, David, you know, for 50% of the people that get off this drug, anaphrenone, it never works again for them when they try and get back on. And I said, it's okay, I'm healed. And so I got off the medication, and I didn't plan this, but 1 year to the day of meeting Master Shah, and that was in 2005, June, I never took my medication again. And I've been off since then, and my psychiatrist wrote up this letter after 9 years saying how I had such a great prognosis and responded to Master Shah's system. So it's to me, it's a miracle because it's like I have two different lives, and I'm so blessed.
That's an amazing story, and I'm really impressed. I think, you know, the audience might be having some questions for you. And, you know, I guess one of the questions would be, was the healing immediate or did it take place over time? Let's just start there.
It was immediate and over time. And the reason why I say that is things change along the way. You start to sleep better. You have more energy. You now can handle situations where maybe you would get angry or your head was spinning out of control. You could transform it or not go as deep into it. So you got to celebrate the wins along the time. It's not like 100% or nothing. But after about 7 months, I knew I was healed, but I consider the day I got off the medication, 1 year later, my complete healing, because I was able to live since then without it. And the way I think, the way I respond, the way I deal with life is completely different. I went from this person who had so many emotional imbalances to now it's like love and peace and let's work it out. You know, it's so different.
I love that. That's amazing. And you know, Master Shaw just entered the studio again, so I'd like to get his little thoughts on this, and then I gotta take a quick break and then we'll come back. But Master Shaw, do you want to say anything to David?
I am very proud of David. From the OCD, take a pills every day, and he has to count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, mental disorder. He has to count it. 1, 2, 3, 4. If he shared it with me, if he did not count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, and he can hear the bad messages, suffer all the issues. So therefore, he learned ancient Tao, wisdom and meditation, Tao hand, connect with the source, receive the love light. Like I mentioned earlier, mental disorder in ancient wisdom is blockage here and a blockage here. Just like, of course, medical, in modern medicine, in traditional Chinese medicine, have so much theory, so much wisdom. But, you know, for the spiritual wisdom, it's just you have some blockage there. So the blockage, that the light, come in the pool, light wash it out, and the people feel better. Not only feel better. See the result here. We have, you know, each show have so much result. It's hard to believe. I said, I do not claim anything now. And go to my website. You can see the health professionals. They are the medical professionals. They use the technique I shared with them. You know, I think many people are meditation, Deepak Chopra, so many people teaching meditation. Because why? This is now scientific, already approved. Connect with universal love, light, frequency, vibration. Today we talk about quantum entanglement. So now David not only recovered, he became one of the major teachers of my service. I'm so proud of him.
Thank you, Master Shai. It's a great, honor for that. And, I was inspired by Master Shai to become a teacher myself and to be able to help people, because something happens when you receive such a great feeling and transformation. Your heart opens so that you want others to experience what you did, that same freedom, the love, the forgiveness, the peace, and not only that, the tools to handle daily life that you just don't learn easily. So I'm forever grateful to Master Shah, and I wish everyone to experience a deep healing and transformation like I have. The world would truly be a much better place, and people would be happier and friendlier and more peaceful, and we could create a much better world.
Well, isn't that the truth? And that's really what we're doing here at Voices of Courage. Today, we're talking about how to have a better world. And, I want to say this also, there's different levels of OCD. You know, many millions of people suffer from this condition. There's a mild condition, there's a moderate condition, but what David had was the severe condition. And this is the one that was being able to heal by shifting his understanding. Like he said, he came in. He thought this was all kind of woo-woo, didn't know what to think of it, but he was searching for answers, and he stuck with it. He had a commitment to heal himself, which made the difference here. So he committed to it. He said, I'm going to open my mind up. I'm going to see something, you know, I'm going to try to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and then do the impossible. And that's exactly what happened with him. There's a lot of people that don't understand this, but when we can start to open our minds up and allow ourselves to embrace something new, then we can start to heal ourselves. You know, healing is a quest. It's not something that happens instantly. It's a quest. But when you've reached the end of your rope, you've tried everything, it still hasn't healed. Ah, that's where the quest begins. I think David and Master Shah would agree with that. Well, listen, I've got to say goodbye to both of you. Before I do, I want to just ask both of you if you have some final thoughts that you'd like to share. And David, let me start with you on that. Final thoughts that you may want to share with us.
You know, what I personally believe is, you know, similar to what Ken said, you have to open your mind and heart. And Master Shah has this empowerment that touched and inspired me from the moment I read it, heard it, to this day. And Master Shah teaches, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world. And so when you can really jump in and learn to self-transform, you can even become a practitioner and you can be inspired to help others. I have seen thousands of people around the world give heart-touching stories and feedback to Master Shah, to the master teachers, the practitioners, and more. So just open your heart and give it a try. You have nothing to lose. You only have something to gain. And that's what I would encourage everyone with.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, David. I really appreciate it. And I know that your journey has been uplifted from this this association you have with Master Shah. So thank you so much for being here. And Master Shah, I'd like to bring you back and also just final thoughts. We only got a couple minutes here. So
I love doctors. I love health professionals. I love all the medical professionals. What I'm doing here is to share with humanity. We support all the professionals, health professional doctors. But could we do something by ourselves? We cannot just wait for the situation. Like what happened with David, with a few interview, we have 100,000 people now, millions of people are meditating. There's some way it could help us. David mentioned open the heart and to do something. We can help ourselves. Then if everybody know how to heal, how to help ourselves, the world is in a different place. Like Ken said, a better world, love, peace, harmony. I receive the sound from heaven. Let me sing as a close. I love my heart and soul. It's a self-healing love. I love all humanity service. Join heart and souls together, calling love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. The world, humanity needs love, peace, and harmony more than everything. Now, let us join heart and soul together to do this. Thank you, Ken. Love you, David.
Thank you. And by the way, my guest, I want you to stay tuned. We've got a video that we're going to play right now. And it's going to talk a little bit about the steps that Dr. Shah has prepared for you. We don't just talk about this here. There's actually strategies. There's tools. There's services, there's products that you can learn about with Master Shah. And by the way, if you'd like to start your journey, I encourage you to go to courage.drshah.com. courage.drshah.com. You can start your journey right there.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome. In this video, I will bring you into a Tao calligraphy Tao Sang field to transform and rejuvenate your brain. How does it work? Tao calligraphy and the Tao Sang field carries a source, love and light, frequency and vibration, and the most positive information, energy, and matter that could transform negative information, energy, and matter in your brain. I have written a Tao calligraphy of secret mantra, Yi Ya Yo Yi. This secret mantra cannot be translated, but it carries an incredible vibration and power to transform and rejuvenate your brain. First, let us trace this Tao calligraphy. Put your five fingertips together like this. Trace the path of Tao calligraphy with me now. Total relax. Now you think nothing. Just connect. The invisible light will come in. We call Tao calligraphy light shower. This shower is not only for the skin, it's for whole body, especially for brain. Now, please continue practice this tracing with an emission. Thank you. I will now lead everyone to sing the sacred Tao mantra, Yi Ya Yu Yi, with the Tao calligraphy field. Place your one palm on your navel, the other palm here on your forehead, or maybe on the side is okay. Sing and chant with me. Yi Ya Yu Yi, Yi Ya Yu Yi. You can chant silently, you can chant out. Follow the animation to continue practice. Yi Ya Yu Yi, 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 Yi Ya Yu Yi.
Thank you so much for staying, for being with us today. Really appreciate it. And for those of you that continue to your journey of healing, I ask that you look with inside you and realize that you have the power to heal everything. You just need to allow yourself to step into your courage, step into the unknown, let go of the word how, forget about how you're going to do it. Just take daily steps and you too will get to it. Thank you so much. Till next time.